Yeah. WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Station. It's 1:17 in the AM. My name is Tony Smith. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We're going to kick this morning's program off with music coming to you from yours truly, Tony Smith, and the You Know How We Do crew. The song entitled Tomorrow, right here on Gospel Jazz Station. Number here in the studios, 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. And spread the word. We are streaming live, kicking it all the way live at WFDU.FM. Be right back, y'all. Thank you.
up? This is gospel saxophonist Kevin Moore, and you're listening to WFDU 89.1 with my good friend Tony Smith.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations. It is 1:32 in the AM. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. That was yours truly, Tony Smith, and the You Know How We Do crew, giving you the song Tomorrow, featuring special appearances by bassist Bryant Wilder and the prophesying guitarist himself, Jonathan Dubose Jr., coming to you from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's going on, Jonathan? The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Want to give a shout out to my aunt Gwen, who just let this boy know we on the air. Don Corey. We got Don Corey in the house. How you doing, Don?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
All right. Good to see you. Shout out to my aunt Gwen out there in Augusta, GA. She's making her rounds right now, so she'll go back to her desk in the next 15 minutes.
Okay. Hey, Aunt Gwen. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. That's right. And also shout out to Sister Michelle Stevens listening in from Harlem, your old neck of the woods, hey, Maine.
Yeah.
Morningside Drive, that is, from St. Luke AME Church. I have a song out for you, girl, coming up in just a few minutes. Also, shout out to Sister Nicole and Brother Todd out there at Mount Vernon.
Hey, Nicole, Todd.
Sister Winnie Stewart. Winnie has her ears on this
Winnie,
morning.
Hey, Winnie, I was talking to her coming in the
door. Oh, that was you? That's who she was talking to?
On.
Okay,
yeah.
How you doing, Winnie?
Yeah. Hey, Win.
Also to Phyllis Yancey out there.
Hey, Phyllis.
In Arizona, Kevin
we can't
Moore.
We can catch up with each other these days.
Oh, okay. And JP just hey, entered JP. The building. How you doing, JP?
What's happening?
All right. All good. But thank you all for tuning in this morning. Have a lot to get to. Let's see. I want to give a shout out to the Brown Memorial Baptist Church out there in Brooklyn on Friday night. I was invited to open up their services for their all-night lockdown, lock-in services. They were there till like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, praise
but
God.
Shout out to Sharon Williams. It was good to see her and thank her for inviting me.
Anybody get a prayer through?
Oh, yeah. So many people did, brother. So many people did.
Praise God.
And then on Saturday morning, coming back on Saturday morning, Friday night, I listened to Denise Peoples. She's filling in for Niecy D for the BAM Urban Mix for this month because her Niecy D is on her honeymoon. She just got married, all that good stuff. So I said, what's going on, Denise? How you been? So give her a quick shout out. And then I had an event to do in West Orange. Just want to make sure I got that right. West Orange, the Essex House.
Oh, you did.
That's the place that I asked you about. So I pulled up to the parking lot, and I saw the woman who invited me. Then another car pulled up, and this person got out. I go, what are you doing here? And she goes, what are you doing here? I said, I asked you first. It was Denise Peoples. She was actually the president of that organization that was going on. I said, didn't I just talk to you a few hours ago?
When was this?
This was Saturday morning.
Oh, you should have called me.
Your neck of the woods, huh?
Yeah, just around the corner from
Okay, which is cool. I had a good time on Saturday.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Vicky Sola. I was able to attend her 25th celebration of being in music and radio here at WFDU. So shout out to her. Y'all can check Vicky Sola out on Saturday afternoons right here at WFDU from noon till 4 p.m. She gives you the best in salsa. A lot of support.
Aye, aye, aye.
Good to see Carl Krause and Barry Sheffield in the house. So we all had a good time. All right, 1:35 in the a.m. What's going on with you, Don? It's been a while, bro.
It's a whole lot, you know.
A whole lot, okay.
Providence is about to hit the road again.
Okay. Congratulations.
Going to Florida this weekend.
All right, man. What part of Florida?
I believe it's Hollywood.
Okay.
It's in that area.
All right. Yeah. I was about to say, maybe you can hook up with Sister Leslie Kennard while you're down there. But that's going to be too far south for her.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, one of these days we'll get it together. We were with Kirk Carr and, Kirk Carr, Timothy Wright, Judith McAllister last Saturday for Sybil Finney. evangelist Sybil Finney. She graduated from seminary.
Okay.
So she had a big musical celebration and all her friends came. So it was a big musical bang. Everybody was at their best.
I'm sure they were. I am sure they were.
It was Saturday night, you know. And, you know, we're learning new material for our sophomore project. Okay. And also in the process of putting the getting the DVD out that we did back in November at South Orange PAC.
Fantastic,
so it's a whole lot going on. There's a whole lot other things going on, but that's, you know, that's behind
that's a
the
whole
scenes
other story.
Talk.
Yeah, yeah, all right. We'll talk behind the scenes.
Not
on that
for the
right
air.
There.
Sorry, y'all.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Cool.
But I tell you, God is good. I don't care what it looks like.
Good, Don.
Yeah.
All right, man. Now you doing, JP?
Everything's good.
Good, man.
Getting smaller and smaller. That's for one thing.
Well, baby, keep you up.
I'm telling you.
Not really.
No?
No.
The baby's not keeping you up?
Pretty much got him on the schedule now.
All right. Sleeping through the night, huh?
Yeah. Just been working out.
I'm good telling you.
Summer's coming, right, JP?
It's showing. JP, you're about to disappear.
Let me see. Let me look around here. Showing up here.
I went to...
Where you at?
I went to the gym Saturday, working out, and you know, I usually go into the steam room or the sauna. So I'm putting on my trunks; they're falling down. Not good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, the strangest thing is happening with me. There's like this. What people been asking me? Are you losing weight? And I'm like, well, just maintaining, really.
Right.
But like, all of my pants are falling. I have to have a belt. I'll
yeah,
stop
it's
it
losing
right there, but
weight by choice.
But I'm not losing it by choice.
No, you know, some people
want
to think otherwise. But
But I guess the people are right. Cause
it's by choice. Because we want to be
my
healthy.
My pants are not fitting.
Well, all right, well.
Well, we got to see, what's his name in Bloomfield?
Who? Oh, Paul.
Paul.
Stop by Paul to get everything taken in.
That's where
Paul's alterations.
Yeah. Well, you both look good, fellas.
Did you ever go by there?
All right.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
1:39 in the a.m. 201-692-2012 is the number. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Coming up this Sunday at Mango's, it's going to be Tone Tone in the House for Gospel Brunch from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then the jazz set from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then when I'm not there, JP will be in the house filling in. That's Mango's, 136 Main Street in Hackensack, New Jersey. The number is 201-343-8533.
Okay.
And on Saturdays is Reggae Jam Rock Saturdays.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it.
Yes.
JP's going to be filling in?
Yes.
I tell you.
Then coming up on
International
June 12th and June 13th, there's a play being held at the Tribeca Theater. It's called Why Didn't Jesus Get Married? It's a production by none other than the one and the only Brother Julius Pearson. Fantastic play. And for more information, you can go to TribecaPack.org. TribecaPack.org. This will be my first
time. That ought to be interesting.
It should be interesting. It's a stretch. I play the part of a saxophonist, man.
Are you in the play?
Yes, I'm in the play. All right.
I can't keep up with y'all. Y'all just... Are you going to do?
No, not
back
that
up.
One.
Not yet, anyway.
Maybe a prop.
All right, the number is 201-692-2012. Here's some music coming to you from Kirk Franklin. I want to send this out to Sister Michelle Stevens out there in Nueva York. This is one of your favorites, Don. The song entitled Chains.
Okay.
Right here on
Gospel
Jazzations.
Let's send this out also to a new listener, a friend of mine, Arl James.
Okay.
Arl James is listening in probably through the web, no doubt, because he's on the island of Dominica.
Okay.
All right.
Cool, cool. This Gospel Jazzation. Oh, and shout out to Sharon Addison. I just see her message. She's listening in as well.
Hey, Shari, what's going on, girl?
I have a surprise for y'all right at the next break about Sharon Addison. Y'all need to stay tuned.
What?
And shout out to Sister Valerie Hordian. I see she's listening in as well.
Okay.
Stay blessed, y'all.
try to bind me chains that won't let me go. Chains, they keep me from trying. Chains, please loose your stronghold. Chains, oh, I try to surrender. Chains, yet still. Truly free indeed.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege just to carry, oh yes, everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry, oh no, everything to God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Jesus knows our every weakness, oh yes. So take it to the Lord and pray.
Thank you.